Welcome everyone to the Heaven on Earth Prayer Collective with Kaya Ra. We will be starting our prayer call in just a few minutes. My name is Evelyn Butler, and I am a team angel. I, along with the team angels, are honored to be with you. Joining our prayer call today is Anne Lahr, our French-speaking Sophia Code Angel, who will be translating for us today. This gathering will be simulcast in both English and French. If you're a part of the French-speaking community, you will have the option of selecting the French language at the bottom of the screen. If you are part of our English-speaking community, you will select English at the bottom of your screen. We have our entire team of support angels here to assist you. We also have the chat available to celebrate and share your reflections. Thank you for saying yes to this prayer collective and standing with us in our community, heart to heart and wing to wing. The presence of your heart is creating a ripple effect across the collective consciousness during our time together. If you're just joining us, please take a moment to pause, breathe, and center. Taking a few deep breaths in and out, allowing whatever came before this moment to fall away, as you enter this beautiful temple of Sophia. Make sure that you are in a quiet and comfortable place where you can easily relax and receive today's powerful transmission without distractions. You may wish to have your copy of the Sophia Code near you, along with a glass of water, to record today's empowerments and activations. Feel free to use the chat during our time together. If you would like to read along with us, we are reading from the last paragraph on page 310, The Order of the Golden Dragon Teachers. Feel free to read out loud with us since you are on mute, and as we know, the Sophia Code is activated through the power of our voice. Again, we're at the bottom of 310. The Order of the Golden Dragon Teachers is a mystery school lineage ordained by Sophia for souls who are preparing to become ascended masters in service to a species, planet, galaxy, or universe. It is also an ancient network of overlighting council members that support the accelerating magnetism of an established ascended master's divine mission. For an advanced initiate to apply for preliminary entrance into this holy order, they must successfully download and embody the Golden Dragon Light Body while in human form, using its wisdom and power to serve the divine will of Sophia. The Golden Dragon Light Body is a spiritual technology that we designed through which our children can live and create as we do, as angels of sovereignty within the realms of form. This light body can be thought of as a suit of golden dragon scales that easily slips over your human form and upgrades every system of your body, heart, and mind. Directed by your own higher self, the Golden Dragon Light Body technology begins downloading through your eighth chakra and interfaces with your Kundalini channels and neurological highway. Anchoring first at the center of your root chakra, it travels into every cell of your body to integrate with the Sophia Code motherboard and then radiates out surrounding your entire body in a golden field of light. Once anchored, your human chakras spin into alignment to interface with the chakras of the Golden Dragon Light Body. Your human eyes will then adjust to peer out through the multifaceted bejeweled eyes of your own dragon embodiment. The golden scales form themselves as a living intelligence around your eight major chakra system and their correlating fields of light. Fully formed, this light body is a golden dragon embodiment for your higher self to surround you in a permanent Merkaba magnetic field of your own sovereign power. At first, you may feel the circumference of your golden dragon light body anywhere from 10 to 30 feet surrounding your human form. With cultivation, there are no limits to how wide the circumference of this Merkaba field of light can resonate around you. As your perception adjusts to the download, your inner vision calibrates to witness a fully formed dragon embodiment with chakras, meridians, organs, wings, and a tail that directly interfaces with those same aspects of your human body. We originally designed this technology to be customized for you by your own higher self. Your golden dragon light body is entirely unique unto you, fashioned from the quantum fabric of your own Holy Spirit, with golden scales that reflect the self-mastery of all of your lifetimes across the space-time continuum. When you embody this technology, you are accessing the totality of the Sovereign Master within you as a unified field of magnetic light that can command heavenly realities to appear on Earth. With cultivation, the magnetism of this Merkaba field of light works as a spiritual motherboard designed to continually manifest you in the right place at the right time. This technology may magnetize people, places, events, resources, and synchronistic opportunities with lightning speed that are mutually beneficial for completing creations of divine purpose. Your golden dragon light body will also strongly guide you to walk away from anyone or anything that is not in alignment with your mission without judgment. It is an incredibly efficient technology built for expressing the master within you and drawing the company of other self-realized masters who are divinely aligned to author miracles with you. Further, it creates a new unlimited metaphysical form for downloading and anchoring an ever-increasing amount of your higher self's presence, wisdom, compassion, and divine love here on earth. Communicating with your higher self becomes seamless. This exceptional spiritual technology also filters out unnecessary empathic or telepathic information directed at you from others. With a greater sense of self and personal space surrounding you, socially conditioned pollutants have far less of an effect upon your emotional body. Your ability to respond to others with the multidimensional perspective and discerning wisdom of your higher self will exponentially increase. With devout cultivation of your golden dragon light body, this technology filters out the toxic physical pollutants and psychic warfare in your environment so that it never reaches your human body. In previous golden ages, this technology was used to actually transmute environmental pollutions to neutral or even positive elements that gave back to the environment. Hello, Kaya.
Hi, Evelyn.
That's so beautiful. That's one of my favorite passages in the whole book. There's so many favorites, but that is one of the big ones.
Mine too. I love that you love that passage. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for your beautiful altar blessing us with a Sophia Code reading.
Thank you. Thank you. Your sound is perfect, and all is well. Thank you so much for this honor to read the Sophia Code for the Prayer Collective.
Oh, we're so happy to have you, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's so great to see you showing up in the chat. Please give your gratitude to Evelyn, who's one of our certified Sophia Circle leaders, reading the Sophia Code with such passion and power. We're so grateful to have our Sophia Circle leaders leading the way with the Sophia Code worldwide, sharing the good news of humanity's sovereign divinity. Wow, welcome. It's so great to be back with everyone after our super potent New Year's ceremony. Oh my gosh, if you were there, go ahead and put a little New Year's blast of emojis in the live chat. I love that we do this live chat now for the Prayer Collective every month. it's really actually inspired today's prayer call. We have the cherry blossoms in honor of the burgeoning spring weather that's upon us in some parts of the world, as well as to honor the cherry blossoms that appear miraculously in Kuan Yin's chapter in the Sophia Code. And I have Kuan Yin here on the altar today, along with a joyful Sophia dragon. And we have just a very special guided meditation prepared for you that is going to build upon the higher self activations that you received for the New Year, the Lunar New Year ceremony. Thank you so much for everyone for your beautiful comments in the chat. It's really fun and so heartwarming to be reconnecting with you live today. I love that you love the background. Yay. So I, as usual, I am so content driven. I always want you to have the most potent information downloads in any of our offerings, whether it's our free ministerial offerings or our super potent live classes and live journeys. And so I channeled some notes for today. I have such beautiful team angels that support me in my channeling work, whether it's happening live or in preparation for live gatherings such as this. And so I pre-channeled these notes to make sure that I could just focus, drill down on some of the important topics for this month, and then we'll move into a really potent, relaxed space with the transmission. So welcoming everyone live, and also to our French readership, who's here with our official translator, Anne-Laure Jux. So happy to be here with you as well. So here we are. This is the first prayer collective in the Year of the Dragon. How are you feeling it with this new energy coming in? What a super powerful first week of the Year of the Dragon. And we also have a rather staggering amount of planets that have moved or are moving into Aquarius. So this two-week period in February is really activating, highlighting for us through that Aquarian energy, certain topics, themes, and healings and empowerments that can that get highlighted in a, again, with that super Aquarian energy, with it, which is both extremely intuitive and psychic, yet paired with a very grounded, almost, I would say, divine masculine logic, a real get it done, roll up your sleeves and put those intuitive hits and that, you know, blossoming psychic awareness to work. Let's get to work. So there's an altruism to everything that's unfolding this month, where I don't know if you've been feeling it. I know I have absolutely been feeling it this week, but an acceleration of clearing of obstacles. There's an accelerated growth path this week that can help you remove major obstacles that were simply not possible to remove before. I guess, whoa, I mean, like, here we go. Year of the Dragon, first week, let's go, right? First month, let's just get the boulders right out of the way. And what's interesting about Aquarius energy is that Aquarian influence can help you look at heated topics, disappointing topics, really achy old wounds with some bit of a reserved witnessing perspective. So it's just not personal anymore. Like the resolutions that are coming out of the aha moments, maybe they were a bit fiery or triggering for you in the past, but this week you're like, I can do this. Not only can I do this, I can do this in a way that doesn't have to make anyone wrong for me to know what's right for me. So if this is landing for you, feel free to put an amen or a hallelujah in the chat. We are breaking through. The Year of the Dragon is already supporting us to fly in unexpected new ways. And I want What are the notes that I have here that I, let's celebrate that. And I really want to welcome you celebrating. Is there a breakthrough that happened this week? Was there a boulder that somehow disintegrated in that Pluto in Aquarius kind of lightning energy that you want to share about in the chat, that you want to honor, that you want to give yourself a trophy emoji or like five stars? And, you know, go ahead and let yourself feel the joy that even if you went through something hard this week, even if you went through something that wasn't exactly on your dream list, it did actually create more space within you to feel more liberated, more enlightened, more awakened, more conscious, more online, more creative, more on fire. I know that's what's happening to me right now. And usually whatever's happening in my own personal life is timed with a collective as well. I don't know. I think a lot of light workers live that way, where we have a timing where what's unfolding for us is unfolding for all, or for those choosing to be awakened. David is sharing something very painful came up for him, but it did create more space within him. So, I mean, perfect example. You know, one of the things that I want to share is a breakthrough, a boulder could be feeling feelings that you didn't even know you had to feel for the breakthrough to happen. So for example, I've spent years of my life processing anger and rage about what's happened to me. And I have very powerful emotions and very powerful energy that I'm in an unapologetic connection with. So I know how important it is for me to be mindful and temperate with how and when things are expressed. And this week, and yet what can happen too is I can be overly mindful or overly cautious and then censor myself out of fear of my emotions being too much for other people. If you've ever had this experience, like feel free to share in the chat that you can relate to that. And this week I was working with the person that I work with who helps me through a very intricate process of recovering all of my memories, as well as the feelings that I was not allowed to feel as a child as I was surviving these atrocities. That for those of you who are new, that you can read the preface of the Sophia Code to understand more of what I'm talking about with that. And so this week I got to feel an anger and express it in a very healthy and safe way that I didn't even know needed to be expressed. I didn't know it needed to be felt. I didn't know I needed to go to the next level of feeling this anger towards this perpetrator. That I have spent countless therapy sessions or, you know, healing rituals, like expressing that anger, forgiving that individual. And what actually happened in the process of it was that as I let myself express my anger, I got to track how that anger was actually connected to my anger at this world. That this world, whatever this matrix is so addicted to pain and suffering and causing other people to suffer and taking pleasure in evil and destroying everything and annihilating everything and raping everything. And I love today's YouTube live question where that beautiful soul wrote in and she's like, how do I forgive myself for being human? And, you know, I got to experience my next level anger at myself of like, what were you thinking? You didn't have to come back here. How on earth can I forgive myself for coming in and suffering so much? I'll spend the rest of my life healing from all of the things that I am both conscious and still remembering that happened to me. Why was that worth it? Okay, so many lives were supported to come into their own empowered body. But you know what? I live with that every day. I live with that healing journey that is indescribably painful every day of my life. So he was like, this was the week for me to like really start to feel into an anger about that. And that this was the next level opportunity for me to forgive myself for incarnating into this world. And so the anger, the righteous anger that I felt towards this person actually went beyond him. It went into my anger at this world and how it is controlled and abused and traumatized every single day. And I hate that. It's so painful to watch, because in the higher realms, we are so blessed. We can live with such genius, creativity and peace and harmony and prosperity and joy. There's no reason for us to be living in this subpar existence, in this post-apocalyptic war zone, treating the beauty of this planet the way that it gets treated, treating each other, treating the children like animals, treating animals worse than animals. It's like, it's beyond me, the ignorance, because we are so much bigger than this. We are so much better than this. We were designed with such a high level of divine intelligence. We have such a vast capacity to love. And to stay, and we have such a vast psychic capacity. Like, we got all these huge chakras that can download the cosmos. Like, what are we doing debating over the most mindless, distracting bullshit that holds people hostage day in and day out? The most ridiculous shit, scrolling on social media all day long. It's mind-blowing to me that I chose to leave a really awesome place filled with amazing Sophia dragons wherever you go, to this place where people barely even consider that a dragon could be an angel. It's the gap is, there's days where it is so beyond me that I said yes to that. And the reason why I speak so passionately about it is maybe my feelings about that are inspiring your own feelings about that. You know, maybe you've got a lot of feelings about airdropping down into a matrix enslaved by satanic aliens and all sorts of deep state nonsense that thinks it's okay to have military experiments going on worldwide on their own children. It's just like, that bothers me. And yet we chose to come, we chose in our passion and in our great prayer for the future of humanity that we were going to come here no matter what. No matter what we were going to go through in the angelic mission, to get our wings up and get everyone connected just as we are right now connecting live on this prayer call. And so, you know, that was the boulder that was removed from me today, or not today, this week. It was just like, yeah, feel that anger more. Don't repress it. Let it be a part of your creative process. You know, I'm writing a lot down in the novel that I'm working on. It's really exciting to me, and it's horrifying at the same time to relive it, to get ready to give it back to the world and say, you deal with this. This is not mine. So what I love about what happened in the New Year's ceremony, and if you haven't watched the New Year's ceremony, please get the New Year's ceremony. The replay is available on my website. It's a not to be missed activation for the new year. What I loved about the New Year's ceremony was what happened. We went to this incredible waterfall scene with Kuan Yin to be with the wood dragon and all of the Sophia dragons. And what did we find out? Was it about Kuan Yin and the Sophia dragons? Actually, we had this huge divine communion with every age of your inner child, every part of your consciousness that is your innocence, that was ready to be seen in the wholeness of who you are. The different ages of you, no matter what you survived, no matter what you're healing from, and the different parts of your life, there was a 0-point calibration for your Phoenix child to activate your third eye, to see yourself clearly, which is that the truth is your divinity is whole. And the wholeness of your divinity is what invites your humanity into the beauty of this life, the creative potential of this life, the prayer of this life. Your divinity has the power to heal every part of your humanity, the wholeness of your divinity, the creativity of your divinity, the communion of your divinity. Now, for those of you who are new to this prayer collective, divinity and higher self and God, they're all one. Your inner child in the Sophia Code, we teach there is the wounded aspects of what of the child, the memories of what you're healing, but there's a part of you as a child that was never touched by what happened to you, or as a teenager or a young adult. There was an invincible innocence, and we call that invincible innocence an angelic power, the Phoenix child that exists within you, and it can never leave you and it can never be taken away from you. Green Tara and Kuan Yin shout about this in the Sophia Code and their chapters. You are so invincible, you are so pure that you can descend into a satanic matrix and shine a divine feminine and divine masculine Christ light that heals this world. First, it heals you, and then it goes out to heal the world. That's how powerful you are. That's the good news of the Sophia Code. That's what all these ascended masters are so passionate about mirroring back to you. Like, so many people are attracted to the ascended masters and to the Sophia Code teachings because of how they idolize the ascended masters. Nothing wrong with that, but that's not what we teach. What the ascended masters are here embodying for you in this platform through the Sophia Code teachings is that you are a master. You are a divine being worthy of your attention, the way that you may look at an angelic dragon, or you may look at the incredible gentleness, compassion, and healing powers of Kuan Yin. That's a mirror for you, for who you really are. And so in this first week, in this first month of the year of the dragon, it's already game on. The mirror is a fiery one. It's electric. It's illuminated with that Aquarian energy and all of these Pluto alignments that are just not going to allow for you to turn away from yourself anymore. And that's why I love mentoring the Ascended Masters such as Kuan Yin and these ridiculously powerful Seraphim Order, the Sophia Dragons, is because their mirror is so heavenly. It's so whole. It's so sovereign. It's so creative. It's so filled with divine mother magic and divine father protection, that you get to have a break from all that dumbass matrix programming that would have you think about yourself like a slave. And instead, you get the mirror of the Holy Goddess and the Holy Father and these holy seraphim blazing back at you and saying, you are more than worthy. You are more than enough. As the Sophia Dragons share in chapter 13, you are the holy fire and light of Sophia in this world. That's the mindset, the daily mindset that you're getting into when you invoke the circle of empowerment, when you surround yourself in the power and the spiritual protection and the creative reflection of these ascended masters in the eight directions around you. So let us open up the temple gates. Let us open our hearts here and now to the Sophia Dragon Child and these key code ascended masters, blessing you. And it's a very potent month of transformation, accelerated change, deep, deep inner child healing work. That this month of February is here to initiate us through as we make our way towards, well, I don't know, mentoring the Sophia Dragons all year long, which starts in March. I mean, let's get ready for the dragon ride. Let's go. All right. So first of all, I want to welcome into this space the presence of your higher self. I can feel some new people here. I want to share a warm welcome to you. The Sophia Code is a multidimensional cosmology that has been downloaded for us to remember how multidimensional we are. So if you're new and you're used to kind of a general form of spirituality, the transmission, the teachings, all of these ascended masters and angelic orders, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. But the good news is you don't have to understand it to feel it. You don't have to know all the teachings for it to be working on you and for you and uplifting you and empowering you. So I just welcome your curiosity and your willingness to simply explore here with us. Divine Mother, Holy Mother, Sophia, Creator, Creatrix of all life, we welcome your Holy Spirit presence falling fresh upon every person, both live and on the replay in the Heaven on Earth Prayer Collective. We thank you for your modern sacred text, the Sophia Code, and the good news of the divine genome that exists within every single human being, that we have a spiritual technology that can be activated, awakened, and operating our human DNA, our human awareness, our human bodies to be functioning as masters of light here in this world. Thank you, Divine Mother, that you created us as so powerful that we could incarnate into any world and into any lifetime to fulfill a purpose as directed by our soul in communion with you. I give thanks, Divine Mother, for every soul that's here, both live and on the replay, and I welcome your multitude of blessings to be received by their hearts for this year of the dragon. Divine Mother, I know that everyone here, both live and on the replay, has a very important divine purpose, whether they are conscious of their purpose or not. Their purpose has brought them here to today's prayer call. And so we welcome your blessings, illuminating their body, hearts, and minds, awakening their consciousness, or deepening their consciousness to those powerful next steps and aha moments of awareness in this potent astrological time on the planet, so that they may feel empowered to know what those next steps are this month of February. And Divine Mother, I welcome your Holy Council, the Ascended Masters of the Sophia Dragon Tribe, and all of the angelic orders and star nations that arrive in attendance with this invocation, key code 333, the Sophia Dragon Tribe. Thousands of Ascended Masters and angelic orders that work together as one to awaken and activate the sovereign divinity of humanity. I call forth and welcome the first 8 revealed key codes from that entire High Council to step forward and anchor the 8 directions. In the north, I welcome stunning, beautiful white buffalo woman, she of 1,000 white clouds and thunder beings, key code 7 of the Sophia Code, standing in the north. Behind white buffalo woman, I welcome the thunderous sound of hooves of the white buffalo arriving behind white buffalo woman and the order of sky grandmothers trilling their celebration in participation of today's ceremony. I'm hearing the crack of lightning and witnessing healing rains coming from that northern direction as blessings for the new year, angels. So open your heart to receive white buffalo woman's blessings for you today as we now turn in our hearts to the northeast, and we welcome the arrival of beloved winged Isis and the Syrian white lions that are attending her as an angelic order behind her, roaring in pride of their opportunity to stand with you in the in your empowerment today, in your willingness to make a really solid prayer and to receive more of yourself today for your life. In the east, I welcome the radiant galactic presence of Hathor and the Hathor Star Nation, shining like the sun. There are many eyes and tongues singing the songs of Sophia as Hathor raises her hand in a mudra of blessing over this virtual temple space. In the southeast, I welcome the radiant one known as She of a Thousand Stars, key code 3 of the Sophia code, Green Tara, Tare, Tutare, Ture, Soha, the 21 emanations of Tara, which include red Tara, golden Tara, black Tara, white Tara, many different faces and expressions of the virtues of green Tara, arriving to anchor that key code 3 transmission in the southeast, the direction of prosperity, the direction of life and abundance and new birth. And it's also the direction of the wood dragon, this beautiful dragon of the new year. I also welcome the order of Dakinis, Lord Buddha, and all the wrathful protectors of the Dharma that work in harmony with the Sophia Dragon Tribe. In the south, we welcome Mother Mary, who we journeyed with all year last year. She opened and activated every petal of our heart chakra. Mother Mary, we welcome you here in the south, along with your order of the blue ray, these beautiful angelic beings that bless us with these blue sapphire flames and rays of their conscious light. I also really want to honor that Mother Mary's mother, Anna, is standing behind her in the south today in support of that key code 4 transmission. In the southwest, I welcome Mary Magdalene and the Order of Magdalena, including Ascended Master Jesus, Joan of Arc, as well as Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Faith, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Gideon Amakuel. I welcome the Pleiadian Archangels, the Syrian Archangels, and the Archangels from Andromeda standing in the southwest on our behalf as well. In the west, I welcome and invoke beloved Ascended Master Kuan Yin, She of a Thousand Waters, key code 6 of the Sophia code. I'm standing on her behalf, with our divine masculine teaching counterpart, Maha Avatar Babaji. We welcome him in the west. Finally, in the northwest, I welcome the Sophia Dragons, the holiest seraphim of the Divine Mother's heart. This is the direction of magical helpers, where we receive blessings from the higher realms. It's also the direction of travel and feng shui, those who help us, bless us in our travels. And here we are in this human journey, traveling across the cosmos. We welcome the blessings and the healing support of the Sophia Dragons. At this time, I invite you to visualize the presence of your higher self flowing as a waterfall of light, flowing from your crown, over your eyes, down the back of your head, flowing into your heart, flowing down your back, filling your solar plexus, the light of your higher self radiating down your legs, and deeply connecting you to Sophia Gaia, Mother Earth. As your divine higher self light expands throughout your body, I now invite you to feel it expanding out across your circle of empowerment. So much so that you feel the power and the presence of your light becoming and shaping itself into a golden dragon light body. For those of you who have downloaded your golden dragon light body in the key code 777 initiation of the Sophia code, feel free to put a yes in the chat that this is a done deal. You are living in the power and the multidimensional magic of your golden dragon light body. I welcome you to visualize this waterfall of your higher self's light, feeding your dragon scales, cleansing your human eyes to be able to more accurately see through those bejeweled dragon eyes of your golden dragon light body. You may even feel like the very muscular power of the golden dragon light body tail anchoring down in the center of the earth, and feeling that wonderful earth energy rising up to support your human embodiment and your physical somatic connection to this golden dragon light body. You may feel your scales ripple in appreciation. You may, this is so cute. I just saw this. You may notice the Sophia dragons in the Northwest, like beaming with pride as you check out your scales, kind of like that pride of like, yeah, we created that. They're totally owning the gift. It's so cute. Like how proud a mom would be of their kids. And I'm also beginning to feel all of this wonderful cosmic star nursery, stardust energy that's being sent from the northwest direction from the Sophia dragons, as all of these ascended masters that are surrounding you are amplifying the creative space for you to feel just how much the Sophia dragons are blessing you right now. They loved that we all came together on the New Year's to celebrate this dragon energy. And their message to you, as they bless you with this star nursery, stardust, Christ consciousness blessing, is, hey, imagine this entire year is a dragon, because it is. And what if you were absorbing the energy of this dragon all year long? Now you have this somatic experience of how different it feels to move your human body inside the golden dragon light body. So for example, when I first started working with the golden dragon light body, before I downloaded it, I didn't have any barrier with the world. There was no extra skin to help me with boundaries with everybody else's energy. I always felt very vulnerable, as though anyone could just sort of take me over. And once I was inside these golden dragon scales, and I really started to integrate them as well as the senses of the dragon, I started to notice how much this golden dragon light body seemed to change the very atomic structure of the air and the environment around me. I started to notice the musculature that I walked in the world with. I started to feel the spiritual protection of this golden dragon energy breathing in me, and not only protecting me, but protecting others, offering the blessing of that resonance of the golden dragon light body to others. Like life, there was life before living through the mastery of this golden dragon energy, and there was life after, and life that continues to deepen in this golden dragon light body and higher self technology. And what the Sophia dragons are inviting you to consider is, like, you're already at the forefront of consciousness. You know what it's like to be inside a dragon. That's so cool. You know, you've been tinkering, you've been exploring, you've been creating, sometimes hesitantly, sometimes very courageously and boldly. Wherever you're at with this dragon activation energy, you're so far ahead of the curve because you've been working with the Sophia code. You've been activating yourself to get inside this consciousness. You know, as we shared in the New Year ceremony, you know, that year of the, there's no accident. Do you think God made an accident by placing the year of the dragon in accordance with Pluto moving into Aquarius? I mean, talk about divine intelligence. We have a dragon initiating us with Pluto going into the completely unpredictable energy of Aquarius. The only energy that could teach you how to get used to Pluto in Aquarius is a dragon, because a dragon knows that it's powerful enough and flexible enough and magical enough. It doesn't matter what changes. It doesn't matter how fast the changes are. You got you. You can handle it. You're a creator. I mean, we're all just making this up as we go along anyways. It's just the matrix that programs you to believe as though something is you know, stagnant or controllable. What's really controllable about life? Nothing. What we have the opportunity to do is come into alignment with the divine power of your higher self and your source that is the source of all life. And therefore, you are flying, you are riding, you are in alignment and momentum with that creative life force of life. You're not a victim to life. Now you're co-creating with it. And it just doesn't matter what happens. You're going to be on top. You're going to be ahead of the curve. It doesn't mean that'll be comfortable all the time, but it does mean you will always be where? What's our favorite mantra? Always at the right place at the right time. And so what the Sophia Dragons are blasting you with in their living transmission, in their love for you, in their divine magic, is this understanding that you are now inside the year of the dragon. This wood dragon, like there is no other dragon in the Chinese cosmology that it is the dragon of wealth. It is the dragon of prosperity. It is the dragon of abundance. It's the dragon of growth and new life and birthing. Like it is a lifey, alive, potent, vibrant, vital energy. But so much of the world is so deadened and numbed from the matrix trauma and abuse that they survive every day. You are inside a dragon asking your own heart to be so alive that you're the most lifey alive person that there is in your home, in your community, in your company, in your world. What is the Sophia Dragons? You're saying like, that is not going to feel comfortable. You're going to be right at the edge of consciousness, initiating the entire planet, the entire species into an entirely new age, the age of miracles, baby. You are the miracle. You are the miracle choosing to be this alive and learning what it means to be this alive inside of the body of the year of the dragon. Okay, so what are some, I wrote down some notes just because I, what are some descriptive, forget it. Dragon energy, okay? It's super intense. It's really big. It doesn't have a problem with wealth, prosperity, options, abundance, freedom, liberation, new ideas. It is the new idea. The dragon's so powerful, it's downloading heavenly ideas and it doesn't even know how it's happening. It's just like, but I'm a dragon. Of course it's supposed to be happening. What else is there to do? I'm doing dragony things. He's like, this is what the year of the dragon is teaching you. It's teaching you, you're big, you're powerful, your soul is abundant, your soul has options, you're here to be liberated, you are a liberator simply by being your dragony self in this world. But because it's a dragon year of that, you know, put your hard hat on, it's all about building, growing, tending, nurturing. It's very active. It's very involved. It's very like, get your hands in the soil and plant, and then not just plant the seeds, tend to the seeds, tend to the garden, grow the trees, pick the fruit, harvest it, do something amazing for your community with it. It's like your growth edges are going to be dragon sized. They're going to be accelerated. By the way, do dragons stop at stoplights? No. Dragons fly at the speed of light. Like they're not bound to this world. So the changes in the growth curves of 2024 and even this month, they're not normal. They're not bunny sized. Although that bunny had a kick. Wow, you're the bunny. Woo! That was a lot of big kicks for such a little guy. But you know, it's just like the growth curves in the year of the dragon, they are dragon-y. You know, the level of overwhelm I'm experiencing in just the first week of the year of the dragon, and I'm used to being dragon-y, is a little wow for me personally. And my plate's already, wow, way full. So the message that I'm hearing from them is it's okay if you're feeling the overwhelm. It's okay if you're like, whoa, year of the dragon. I thought it was full of blessings. Absolutely, it's full of blessings. And some of those blessings are like, let's burn through what's holding you back like a comet, like a lightning bolt. This isn't like a, we have to take every single step. Like one step could be a quantum leap. One step could blast through your life and everything gets rearranged in a single day or a single week. Now, to a dragon, that makes sense, but to any other sign in the zodiac, that's extremely disorienting. So the mantra, dragon's got a dragon, is going to help you a lot, because dragons can't do anything but be dragon-y, be the dragon. And so I want to ask you, how was it to step inside that waterfall with Kuan Yin and to really receive the different parts of you, the different ages of you, the different parts of your inner children that actually know this dragon? Like, your inner child doesn't have an issue with dragons or any other magical angelic helper that's here to support you in your journey, whether it's an ascended master, an angel, or a fairy, or a unicorn, or a star being. As long as that being comes in a good way with respect for your sovereignty, your inner child's like, game on. Ooh, what a playground. And so I welcome the presence of Kuan Yin to join the Sophia Dragons in this blessing. And as she arrives, since she steps closer to you, you're going to feel this rush of cherry blossoms blessing you, flowing past your hair. It's like a blast of air, like a fresh wind, very similar to that new beginning energy of the wood dragon. Oh my goodness, I'm seeing so many Sophia dragons encircling you now, helping you to lift up your vibration. And Kuan Yin is welcoming you to ask your higher self to say a prayer right now that you will open your heart even wider to the year of the dragon, to what this dragon energy is initiating you into, how to be more bold, more courageous, more seen, more self-loving, more self-accepting, less apologetic for who you are. What area of your life, as you receive these heartfelt blessings from Kuan Yin and the Sophia Dragons, are you willing to feel a greater amount of like fierce love, fierce self-acceptance? If you want to write that in the chat to be witnessed and seen in the messages and the prayers that you're praying in this moment, write your prayers out. I love writing out my prayers. It's such a great way to pray, is to write out your empowerment. And if you're watching on the replay, you can have your journal and you can write out your prayers, what Kuan Yin is inspiring you to pray about right here and now, this area of your life that maybe you've been resistant to feeling this dragon energy burn through and elevate you and raise your frequency, but this is that moment. And I welcome you to remember how that waterfall felt with all the different parts of your inner children, your inner teenagers, different aspects of your young adult self, maybe even yourself as an infant, and the light and the power of those different parts of yourself coming together into that beautiful avatar, that being of light that is the Phoenix child of your soul. And the Sophia Dragons are reminding you that this is a really big deal, that you could come into contact, into conscious awareness, that there is an innocence within you. There is a genius creativity within you. Whether your adult self understands that at all, it doesn't matter. Your heart has come into communion with your innocence, with your inner child, with this creative genius that's flowing through you. That has nothing to do with your adult self. It has nothing to do with what you can figure out or what you think that means. It's the spirit of your soul. It's the energy, it's the frequency, it's the resonance of your divinity. And it's embracing you. And I welcome you in a circle, in the center of your circle of empowerment, to feel yourself merging with that Sophia Christ light of your Phoenix child. And I'm witnessing Kuan Yin blessing you with this very healing pink energy, like a cherry blossom ray of healing. It's very sweet. It's very gentle. And it's helping you break through to accept these parts of your inner child and that you are a creative being. It's dissolving any obstacles or resistances or wounds that would keep you from accepting yourself even more today. And I'm witnessing your golden dragon light body, this golden rays of light emanating from the scales and coming back into you, your human body, blending with this beautiful cherry blossom pink energy of Kuan Yin and the brilliant white light of your Phoenix child. And you may start to feel all of these different colors swirling and blessing and healing every cell in your body, purging out the doubts, purging out the pain, cleansing and clearing old stagnant energies that are now being lifted up to the source, to Sophia's heart, where she completely transmutes these energies according to your own prayer to live in the power, the presence, and the creativity of your higher self. You may begin to feel that presence of Divine Mother, sending back this transformed energy as blessings of cherry blossoms, just pouring over you. And I welcome you to take three deep breaths into all of this healing energy. And at this time, I welcome your inner child to share a message with your heart about how important your creativity is for the healing of this world. And if for the healing of this world is too big of a statement at this moment, what if it was for the healing of your own heart? Keeping in mind that creativity is a mindset. It's an approach to life where you are open to the intuitive guidance of your source, of that inner calling, and your creative actions are when you say yes to what feels magnetic, what feels good for you to put your hands and your eyes towards, your energy, your time and attention, how it feels like it's bringing something beautiful or kind or different and new and fresh into this world. Creativity is a state of mind. It's the mindset of your divinity that this Luciferian matrix so desperately wants to separate you from, to make you think that creativity belongs to someone else when it's actually always been yours and always will be. And your choice to use it is the revolution. Your choice to allow your inner child to express their creative urges, their creative passions, their vision, their ideas, their communication, their thoughts, how they see the world, Look at the world through the eyes of the Phoenix Child, not just the eyes of the Golden Dragon. Put on the eyes of the Jesus taught, bring the little children unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. What was he saying? This innocence sees the other realms. It knows the wealth of the universe. He doesn't have to preach to the children. They already know the perfection. And so we welcome all of these healing blessings, this quantum light activations of the ascended masters. I witness each of these key codes, Isis and Hathor, Green Tara, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, the Sophia Dragons, White Buffalo Woman, just showering us with their appreciation, their gratitude, and their acknowledgement that each and every one of us are choosing to consciously become one with the year of the dragon, to consciously explore what it means to look at the opportunities of our life through the eyes of this golden dragon light body technology. There, you can do anything. You can do anything. You can have anything. You can be anything. That's very real, but you have to be willing to have it. You have to be willing to do what is yours to do to receive it. You have to be willing to let go of your attachments to a crumbling, false, illusionary world and to embrace the fortress, the castle, the strength, the heavenly reality, the magic of the divine one within you, and let that be reality, because that is reality. That is the truth of reality, the goodness of your soul, the divine inheritance of your higher self, the creative genius of your soul. That is your real identity, and everything else is a lie. And so in the year of the dragon, this wood dragon spirit is saying, this is your fresh start. If it's taken you 10 years to get here, if it's taken 20 years to get here, if it's taken you 40 years to finally agree with God that you are divine, who cares? Embrace the dragon. Be the dragon. Allow these healing blessings and empowerments from the Sophia Code, from all of our curriculums, and from this live mentor journey ahead of us to empower you to live in your full primordial God power this year, where you get to laugh at the obstacles in front of you as mere creative challenges to overcome as the dragon that you are. And so with all the love in my heart and all the gratitude of the Ascended Masters and the Sophia Dragon Tribe and Divine Mother God that surround you now, that uplifts you now, we close this ceremonial space knowing that these Ascended Masters go with you. We welcome your higher self, your Holy Spirit, to integrate these teachings, this transmission, this quantum healing energy from these generous Ascended Masters and angelic orders to now integrate on all four levels of your being with grace and ease, knowing that as you go out back into life, back into the world, that your higher self is guiding you in how to integrate today's teachings, how to empower yourself and to work with the astrology of this month, with the astrology of this year, to live what I'm hearing from the Ascended Master. This can be your finest lifetime, your highest opportunity to shine. And when that happens, that opens new doors in the cosmos that didn't exist before. Where you will go from here, human, astronaut, dragon, angel, people, will be very interesting indeed. But for now, let us open those doors of cosmos here in this matrix, setting the satanic lies on fire with the power of our divine love and building that heaven on earth paradigm as the miracle workers that we truly are in our everyday choices and our true co-creation with the Ascended Masters and the power of God through which all things are possible. And so it is. We close this prayer circle knowing in our hearts it is done. It is done. It is done by the power of three, a perfect trinity. It is done. And so it is. Have a wonderful February, everyone. I love you so much. If you attended our New Year's ceremony, please remember there's a very short window that ends tonight for signing up for that beautiful live journey with the Sophia Dragons this year with your exclusive savings. And for those of you who'd like to learn more about our 2024 live mentor journey with the Sophia Dragons, not to be missed, my only live offering this year, please be sure to schedule a Team Angel consultation if you have any questions, or visit my website to learn more at kairaw.com. From my heart to yours and from our entire team, we wish you yet again, Happy New Year, Angel. Welcome to the Year of the Dragon. We're so happy to be on this dragon ride with you and an honor to be a part of your spiritual journey. Namaste.